This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Doubt, shout, making courage necessary. That's what today is all about. Most every day here on the DJV program, courageously we bring you in places where most other radio programs don't go. It's not crazy, it's just different because we all have different slant on things. Jennifer Horn has a slant, Victoria Keelan has her slant, Kara Schillen has hers, Doug Steffen has his, and we bring them all together. Here are a couple of people in the news. Carson Daly has talked about, you know, he's the host of The Voice and co-host of the Today Show. He used to have a pretty successful radio career in Los Angeles, but when he wanted a raise, they said, no, we're not paying you, you're fired. He was working for NBC, and the station was owned by CBS. The radio station was owned by CBS, so they didn't like that. Anyway, he's opened up about his struggle with generalized anxiety disorder and how it has affected his life. Who would have thought? His weight is up, and he says he wants to talk about mental health advocacy. He tweeted, quote, fun fact, I assumed recent weight gain was a side effect from an anti-anxiety drug I started to take. Turns out it's just working. The calmer, happier me is in a better mood, and my appetite has increased. It's not the first time he's used his public platform to reduce the stigmatization of mental illness, although I don't know. Would you call this mental illness? It's a soft form. Anxiety is a soft form, I guess, of mental distress.
He had pretty bad panic attacks, I think, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I think it started all the way back when he was on MTV, when he was the host of TRL. I think that's where it kind of... I don't know that he was aware of it until then.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people compare him to Ryan Seacrest or Seacrest to him. Is there a comparative? They have similar jobs and they've had similar background, came up in radio. What do we think about comparing the two of them? Yes or no? Is there a comparison to be had here?
Yeah, sure. They're similar.
Yeah.
Right. I think their personalities are different, but yeah, they have similar careers for sure.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't think that everybody's... It wouldn't be a boring world if everybody was on the same path as far as... Think of how boring it would be if all of us had the same personality. Ew, who'd want to listen to that? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although you all accuse me of having picked up some of my traits, I will tell you I've picked up a lot of your traits. And it's nice to have those traits. It's so nice to be with you.
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? Are we getting the trending news now?
Well, we have me wafting off. Ted Cruz is in the news today with AOC. An interesting combination. Did you see this? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz struck a deal to work together on an anti-lobbying bill to stop the infamous revolving door. How about that? They tweeted...
I am so for this. I hope that they can work together and get something done.
Well, there was a large number of recently retired congressional people who have taken lobbying or policy influencing jobs. We talk about this all the time. And what the Post read in part was, quote, if you're a member of Congress and you leave, you shouldn't be allowed to turn right around and leverage your service for a lobbyist. This is from Ocasio-Cortez. She says, at minimum, there ought to be a long wait period. Short time later, Cruz tweeted, here's something I don't often say on this point. I agree with AOC. I have long called for a lifetime ban on former members of Congress becoming lobbyists. The swamp would hate it, but perhaps a chance for some bipartisan cooperation, he asks.
Well, here's something I never said before. I agree with Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that too much either, but I agree with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the swamp that Trump was supposed to drain. So, like, let's start draining. We haven't seen much of any draining of the swamp. So, if they can work together, I think it's great for the whole country. It's great to have a little bit of bipartisanship because we all kind of need it. And I think it's wonderful. And these are two very high-profile people.
Yeah, the thing I also like is they specifically talk about making a bill with no other clauses snuck in to talk about other stuff. And that's one of the most annoying things in the world to me is that we can't pass this or we can't pass this unless we sneak
they
some
sneak
other random
in.
Things in that are completely unrelated that no one, you know, no normal citizens know about those other things stuck in. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Cruz. You remember my slogan during the election, you want to lose, vote for Cruz.
But, I like him. I know he's not the most likable, but I like him. Yeah.
So let me put a postscript on this. How many people know anything about the 28th Amendment, the proposed 28th Amendment, and the controversy around it?
I don't. I don't.
No.
So, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask you this like homework, because I don't want to take away from Jennifer's time, but it's let's check the 28th Amendment, the controversy. You what?
I forgot that I even had to go.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I think that ship sailed.
What did?
You said, I don't want to take away any time from Jennifer.
Oh.
I already said, well, I don't even remember what she was going to talk about.
But the 28th Amendment, I've heard people talk about
28th.
This. What is it?
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, no, I want Jennifer to do it now. You've
No. We're already in the middle of this.
Because
yeah,
you can't tease us. We got to know what's happening.
Yes, I can. I'm teasing for after the commercial. You
all
do
right,
your story. We're going to do a commercial, and then we'll go into the 28th Amendment. How's that?
All right, so here's an update on a story that was trending last week. Do you guys remember when we talked about Kim Jong-un just knocking off, or at least according to reports, a couple of the people that were involved? Yes, with the United States negotiations. Well, suddenly, the man, Kim Jong-chol, was identified in an art performance alongside Kim Jong-un this weekend. So apparently,
he's alive.
The reports of his death or his sentencing to a lifetime sentence of hard labor were overblown by the North Korean
media. How did that happen?
I don't know. But here's the story that came out. It said high-ranking North Korean diplomat Kim Jong-chol was identified attending an art performance alongside Kim Jong-un in the country's state media on Sunday. This was 2 days after South Korea's biggest newspaper said he had been banished and sentenced to hard labor and his deputy executed. If true, it would be a stunning story to come out of North Korea in some time. Kim Jong-chol, in particular, sat in the White House just a year ago with President Trump. He was the guy that delivered those letters from Kim Jong-un. And analysts have speculated that some of the diplomats charged with U.S. negotiations were in hot water after the latest round of talks. So this wasn't just something that was pulled out of thin air by the South Korea newspaper outlet. But if there was a photo opportunity available and a public invitation from Kim Jong-un to have Kim Jong-chol at his side, well, that would seem that he hasn't fallen out of favor with Kim. It would be highly unlikely that if the reporting were true, that Kim Jong-un would even be seen next to this guy. So, yeah, how about that? No mention of the deputy. The deputy could still be dispatched.
Yeah.
Kim Hyuk-chol, he could be gone, but they haven't seen him yet. But this guy is alive and standing alongside Kim Jong-un.
I'd be surprised.
I bet right after that, he went right back to hard labor, right after that photo op.
Yeah. I want to know if there's anybody in North Korea named Mike Conley. I think we can find anybody named Mike Conley, or is it all Kim Jong-hong-long-dung? All right. Well, they could say the same about us. That sounds, I know somebody's, that's pretty ignorant. Why would you say that? I don't know.
Dare they have names that sound different than ours?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What's the big idea? 15 past the hour. I've teased the 28th Amendment, so we'll come back to that in just a moment here, boys and girls, on the DJV Show.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke.
If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself.
A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.3% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Jim Peewee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 at the hour on the DJV program. Okay, so I've asked you to pay attention to the proposed 28th Amendment. Thanks to listener Laura Banks, who sent me something that is basically a description of the president's situation. Did you know that children of Congress do not have to pay back student loans, college student loans? I didn't know that. Did you know that staffers and family members of staffers of congressmen and congresswomen are exempt from having to pay back student loans as well? Members of Congress can retire at full pay after 1 2-year term, which includes all the health benefits. Wouldn't we like a deal
for
like
life?
That?
Yeah, for the rest of their lives.
Right.
It's crazy.
Members of Congress have exempted themselves from many of the laws which they pass for all the rest of us citizens. For example, they're exempt from any fear of prosecution for sexual harassment. I thought that was changing or changed. Isn't that because of all of the...
Not prosecution, but yeah, the prosecution part is still, there's a protection there. But people have resigned. They've been forced into resigning.
Out.
Publicly, it looked really bad. And they had that slush fund to pay off all the victims.
To pay them off, right.
But they can't be prosecuted.
Health care reform... So there's a number of things like that that basically create an elite class of people in our country. They're supposed to be public servants, but instead they've created this aura around them, and that's what the 28th Amendment is supposed to be about. And I understand that governors of 35 states have filed a suit against the federal government for imposing unlawful burdens upon us. And if there are 38 states, there's a constitutional convention, which is something I've been calling for a long time, to fix a lot of other problems that we have. And Jennifer and I agree and disagree on some of these, like the Electoral College, that sort of thing. And I think you've said, beware if we had a constitutional convention. But how else do you take on the inequities that we were just talking about? How is it going to fix that
exactly what's happening. You have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz working together to propose changes to legislation, and I think that's how you amend that agreement.
Well, that's a start. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good food for thought. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Party down the street. Even though there is no place to park. Party up the street. And you know what happens after dark. The way that you move in your body, you want money. Soon as I put it on you, you wanna guard me. We didn't come this close for nothing. For nothing. Party up the street.
Even though there is party up the street. Miley Cyrus teasing new music on social media for a while. So now, just before the weekend, she dropped a whole EP called She's Coming, which features six different tracks. She recently made a guest appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race, so fans expressed their surprise and delight at the track Catitude, which features RuPaul.
Really, but it is way too dirty for us to play on the air.
That's why we're not doing that.
It is a very fun, funny song, but yes, it's way too dirty.
So, She's Coming is actually the first of three EPs, each of which will contain six new songs. It's the follow-up to Miley's 2017 album Younger Now, which peaked at number 5 on the Billboard charts at that time. So if you're a Miley fan, you'll be eager to get a gander at this and a look, but you want to listen to it. Other new music out on the scene, 25 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Sugar Ray has announced they've signed a new contract with BMG and will be releasing their 7th studio album this summer. The first time new music has found its way from the band in 10 years. Last time they had a new album, it was in 2009, called Music for Cougars. They posted...
Which is a very funny title, because all their, yeah, right, their audience is definitely in Cougars right now.
Yeah. They posted, "We are honored and grateful to be signing with our second major label 25 years after we signed with our first." Mark McGrath, one of the founding members, posted that. They're best known for their pop hit Fly, come from Newport, California. In the years since Music for Cougars, they've continued to be active in the music world. McGrath appearing at the Smashing Pumpkins 30th anniversary concert last year, performed in the Love the 90s tour the year before that. He says he still enjoys performing Fly, even after a decade of heavy radio rotation. So let's listen to this for a second. I know that I know this. I get called Sugar Ray all day long, something I'm proud of. All I ever wanted and all I ever dreamed was having a song on the radio and having people respond to it. So there it is. This is the one I know.
It'll be interesting to see what their music sounds like now. You know, yeah. Whatever new stuff they come up with.
Don't you think this is the one they're best known for?
Fly was bigger.
Fly was their biggest hit.
Yeah. But this was but not. This was also a hit. Yeah.
All right, speaking of new music, Vince Gill dropped the second single off his new album, Okie, When Miami Prays. Story of how his wife, Amy Grant, helped him find religion and hope. Previously released a song called Letter to My Mama as the lead single from Okie. The whole thing released 23rd of August this summer. So between now and then, Vince Gill will be putting in some time with his new side gig as a touring member of the Eagles, who have European dates lined up. It's an interesting combo, isn't it?
Well, he's been with them for a while. He kind of took over the Glenn Frey position because he can hit those notes.
Hit the notes. Upon his return to the States, he'll play several solo headlining dates, in addition to holding down his Monday job as a member of Nashville's Time Jumpers. So that's the latest from Vince Gill. Here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Did you know that the knowledge your child gained in school could slip away during the summertime? It's called the summer slide, and it's especially true for math. At Mathnasium, we reverse the summer slide with summer workout plans that focus on topics like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. We provide face-to-face instruction, we work within your summer schedule, and we make it fun. Mathnasium is the authority in math education with over 1,000 learning centers worldwide. Visit mathnasium.com/summer to learn more.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night, it's go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days.
Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state visit.
Royal reception. President Trump and the First Lady in London. A busy first day during the state visit as the President meets with the Queen of England at a lavish state dinner. Queen Elizabeth dressed in a royal white dress with white gloves. President Trump in a black tux with white shirt and white bow tie.
Thank you for your warm welcome. For this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly 7 decades of treasured friendship
with the United States of America.
The violence in Chicago at an all-time high. Murder after murder. This weekend alone, an astounding 52 people shot, 10 people killed. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters,
"Yeah, we still have more work to do."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
About 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen bringing you the best of all possible good days. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here. I go back a little bit before we get to Victoria's trending story to something we were talking about the last half hour. And I don't often do this because I don't like to have people rely on what we've said before. But there are ways that you can listen. The program streams all day long on TuneIn Radio. So if you don't hear something, you can go back to it or listen to it as it plays back four times over the course of the 24 hours. And then we have our podcast at djvshow.com. on-demand streaming, that sort of thing. The reason I bring that up is because I went to a Facebook post calling my attention to the 28th Amendment. And we had talked about Ted Cruz and Ms. Ocasio-Cortez trying to do something to drain the swamp, clean the swamp. And so it brought me back around to thinking about this 28th Amendment proposed. 35 states have signed on to a constitutional convention, need 38 in order to have it take place so that we can change the inequities that bother most of us about what the government is all about. And that is, instead of serving us, it serves them. So this amendment would read that there could be no law that applies to the senators and representatives that doesn't apply to all of us. This follows a Congressional Reform Act that didn't get passed 2 years ago, which read as follows in part. No tenure, no pension. Congressman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they are out of office, and no more perks go with them. This was the proposal. Well, you can understand why it didn't pass, but this was the proposal 2 years ago. Second issue or item. Congress, past and present and future, must participate in Social Security. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund move to the Social Security system immediately. All future funds flow into the Social Security system. Congress participates with the American people. It may not be used for any other purpose. Three, Congress must purchase their own retirement plan, just as all the rest of Americans do.
Good.
Four. Go ahead. Excuse me, Victoria.
No, I just said good.
She just gave you a good. She gave you an amen.
Good. Yeah. Preach.
Congress
Go
will
on.
No longer vote themselves a pay raise.
You're taking it to church. Yep.
Congressional pay will be increased by the cost of living, or
there
a maximum
go.
Of 3%. Congress loses their current health care system and participates in the same health care system the rest of the American people do. Six, Congress must equally abide by all laws they impose on the American people. No more insider trading, etc. How many knew that it was not illegal for congressional members to insider? Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah, there you go. Number seven, all contracts with past and present congressmen are void. The American people did not make this contract with congressional members. Contract was made by themselves. That's.
Can you imagine if this was on a ballot where we all went and voted? Who would vote for this? You know, who would not vote for this?
Vote for this, right.
Yeah, this is, it's crazy.
Yeah, but it does need to be straightened out. No question about that. All right, Victoria, what do you have for our trending story in this half hour?
Well, Jane Fonda is trending. She is in the new issue of The Hollywood Reporter. They did a Queens of Comedy issue. And in the interview that she gives, she, of course, is talking about her hit show on Netflix with Lily Tomlin and Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston. It's Grace and Frankie. And so she said that in something that the public didn't know about, but during the first season of her filming Grace and Frankie, she suffered a nervous breakdown.
I heard
because
that. Yeah.
She was triggered by her character's plot line of being abandoned by her husband. And she said, it took me a whole season to come to care for my character. I had to go back into therapy, and I had to go back on Prozac. And she said, it took me a long time to figure out my relationship with the character. I had a nervous breakdown during the first season, and I discovered it's because the very first episode, our husbands tell us that they're going to leave us after 40 years. And she said, it triggered abandonment. She said she's been married three times to Roger Vadim, Tom Hayden, and Ted Turner, and all three of them cheated on her. So she said this was having this other plot line of the two husbands are cheating together on their wives. And she said that was something that she didn't anticipate.
And the husbands are played by Sam Waterston and Martin Sheen.
Right.
If I remember correctly, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And so she said that was something that, you know, when she read the script, she didn't think anything of it. But it was when she really started filming it and going through the emotions of being a wife who has been cheated on for their 40-year marriage. She said that was a huge trigger for her. And she said she didn't want to admit it, but she has a lot in common with her character, Grace. Mm-hmm. It's a great show. They're in season 5, I think they're filming right now. It's kind of amazing. It's been such a runaway hit for Netflix.
Yeah. And they, by the way, the husbands are gay lovers, I think, in the show, aren't they?
They're married to each other on the show.
Married to each other. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go. There's a wild and woolly ride for you. 42 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to focus on something that is, I don't know whether it's avant-garde or not, learning about your health and well-being and your history through genetic testing. That's our focus in a moment here on the DJV Show.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten, yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Did you know that the knowledge your child gained in school could slip away during the summertime? It's called the summer slide, and it's especially true for math. At Mathnasium, we reverse the summer slide with summer workout plans that focus on topics like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. We provide face-to-face instruction, we work within your summer schedule, and we make it fun. Mathnasium is the authority in math education with over 1,000 learning centers worldwide. Visit mathnasium.com/summer to learn more.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night, it's go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero Top Tier Certified Quality Fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour on the Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV program. We're going to spend some time. Dr. Robert Nussbaum is joining us. He's medical geneticist and a researcher who works in this whole area, the Genome Institute, National Institutes of Health, studying this sort of thing. He's a medical geneticist, chief medical officer at Invitae. And there are, I guess the premise here, Dr. Nussbaum, is to understand what genetic tests are all about, because they aren't all the same. I think a lot of people think that when they go to some of these popular sites and get testing done, or people look into their past, they're going to all find the same thing. So how do we know what each test does, and is there one that's better than another?
Thank you very much for having me on your show. I'm really excited to be able to talk about the importance of genetics in healthcare today. So the real difference between the direct-to-consumer genetic testing and the sort of testing that Invitae does is that our testing is, one, comprehensive, and two, it's the same test that your physician or genetic counselor would order, that they have relied upon and trusted to make serious medical decisions about your health. The direct-to-consumer health results should not be used for any kind of medical decision-making. It's quite clear that there is a strong limitation on those tests. They should only be used if confirmed by a real genetic test, similar to what a company like Invitae provides. The biggest difference that I think makes the case is that what Invitae does when it's doing a genetic test is it's proofreading an entire chapter of a book, line by line, word for word, letter by letter, looking for misspellings in the genetic code. What the direct-to-consumer tests do is they pick out two or three words and simply ask the question, are those particular words misspelled? Whereas the vast majority of the genetic changes that are important to a person's health are simply ignored.
So this is something, the separation between church and state here is that the consumer genetic testing is sort of for recreational purposes or knowledge. It's not meant to, and I think a lot of people don't understand that. That's why this is a good conversation to have, to predicate health decisions or for you to take action. There are a lot of things here. One of the things that most people don't know is that one in six of us have a genetic risk for developing certain types of medical conditions, and you don't know it, and it wouldn't be picked up unless we're doing something like what you're talking about with Invitae. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And I think the real change here, the reason that I really wanted to talk to you today, is that Invitae is beginning an initiative to lower the obstacles, lower the barriers to obtaining the same high-quality genetic testing that doctors and genetic counselors use, and to allow people in the community to initiate testing to be able to get such tests themselves. The difference, however, with the direct-to-consumer is when you initiate an order from Invitae for a genetic test, this will trigger automatically an interaction and a partnership with a trained medical professional, either a counselor or a physician, who's going to interact with you and help you make sure you get the right test. And furthermore, depending on the result, will help you understand what the result means and what your next steps should be. So we believe very strongly that genetic testing should be done in partnership with medical professionals, but we also believe that patients should be empowered to be able to initiate such testing and get it going on their own. There are many barriers to getting genetic testing done, some of which are there's really too few genetic professionals around the country to be able to provide local access, to be able to go talk to somebody. There are long waiting lists, and with the rise, the expansion in genetic testing that's going on, this manpower gap is only going to get worse. So we are trying very hard and working very hard to contribute a solution to that so patients can initiate the testing and then receive the sort of medical support and interaction that they need to use that information wisely.
All right, carry away.
We include the patient's own physician in that process. If they right. point someone out and say, this person is my doctor, they are included in this process.
All right, so it's not like on television where you see DNA testing done as sort of oversimplified. You want to get the right information and get the right involvement and the right information, go to Invitae, Invitae.com, Invitae.com. Thank you, Dr. Nussbaum, for clarifying a lot of those issues. 10 minutes for the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour, time for us to spend some time with the founder and the co-host of the Money Pit Radio program, Home Improvement Radio Show, that everybody who wants to remodel their home, wants to fix their home, wants to decorate their home, the how-to heaven, I remember used to call it. When we first got started, how long have we been talking? You've been on the air. The Money Pit's been on the air for what, 15, 16 years? How long?
No, this is our 20th year.
20th year. Okay, so yep. I've known you then for 20 years. Because I remember
that?
Being introduced. We were working with a mutually... never mind. If you can't say something good, don't say anything at all. So we were working with this fellow... when I talked to you, I thought, wow, this is a great feature of the program. Let's get him on. And we've been talking ever since. And it never gets old. There are always new tips to working on the home. For example, at the Money Pit, if you go to moneypit.com, the newsletter has a focus on cutting cooling costs. As summer is, frankly, we've gotten to some beautiful weather here in the Northeast at least, and I hit the air conditioner for the first time over the weekend. But if you look
at
it, leave it on. Yeah. Well, I had to kick it and bang it a couple of times, but other than that, that's my fix.
Yeah.
So
well,
what
know,
do we
it's
do?
True.
Yeah,
it's true because with the summer approaching now, only officially less than 20 days away now.
Yeah.
It's a good idea to make sure that first of all, if you have central air conditioning, that you get it serviced, because you're going to be standing in lines to wait for these warm days, and you also don't want it to break down, you know, maybe around the 4th or when you're having a party or something of that nature. So get the system serviced right now. Now, if you're going to pop in those window units, you have a choice, and you have a choice as to which window in the room to put it in. Try to use the window on the shady side of the house. because when you put them on the sunny side of the house, they have to work a lot harder to do the cooling that they're designed to do. So try to pick those spaces. And also, if you've got fans in the house, like overhead fans, now's a good time to clean the blades because they get really kicked up with dirt.
Dusty.
On the opposite side. And that makes them less efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And also make sure that they're moving in the right direction to pull in the summertime, pull that cold air up off the floor. In the wintertime, we push the warm air down from the ceiling, but in the summer, we pull it up off the floor. All of those fans have a little switch on the side, Doug, so you can flip them in reverse the direction.
Go the other way, exactly. But there's always, it's sort of this, I've found with, over the weekend, I had to replace an Impella, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but the water heater pump, it didn't work. I had no hot water. And I fiddled with it a little bit. I like to take things apart, and I can always take them apart.
Yeah, that's the easy part.
My question is, can you put it back together again? So I took the edge of the, I took the pump off, and this, the Impella, which is the wheel that actually creates the force that pushes the water through, fell off. So I think to myself, oh, right away, I got the answer to this problem. But getting another one, it's not necessarily for the faint of heart doing this kind of stuff, unless you have a plumber that's a friend. But these things are so damned expensive, too. You want to take care of, the point I'm making here is taking care of the air conditioning or other things in the house, because parts are always very expensive.
Yeah, and hard to find, too. You know, we had a really weird, like, honestly, sort of a home improvement mystery story, but we got some ice out of the ice maker in my house, and after finishing the water, it was in the glass with the ice, looking down in this glass, saw what it looked like, real glass in the bottom of it, like glass chips. I'm like, oh, my gosh, where'd this come from? Well, I'll make a long story short. We couldn't figure it out for a while. And then I noticed that the ice maker itself, the part that comes through the door, wasn't delivering ice. I pulled out the actual tray. The impeller on the ice maker, the auger, had broken. And so what I was looking at in that glass was pieces of plastic, not pieces of glass, but it looked like it.
Yep.
And, that was kind of scary. You know, finding that in your water.
Yeah.
And so, you reminded me because I ordered a new one, and it's been 6 weeks now. Still waiting for it to come in on back order.
And this part, for my thing, was $200. You know, I went to the local, the Ferguson guys around the country. I don't know if you have Ferguson down there, but they're...
Sure, great store.
They bought out most of these stores, the local stores, and they were operating on one brand. But going to find stuff, you better know what you're looking for, because they look at you like you got two heads, because they're used to dealing with professionals who know what they're looking for. If you walk in there, say, well, I got this. Here's this Impella. Can you put it on to the end of something and make it work?
Well, do it once, do it right, and you don't have to do it again, right?
That's right. That's it. Yep. That's why you go and find these experts from the right sources. All right, Tommy, thank you. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program at MoneyPit.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.